Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Megan.
We're two moms with 8 kids between us, from little to grown.
We're in different areas of the country and in different stages of life.
But we both know that motherhood's a lot easier when real moms share tips and encouragement.
And remind you that it's really all going to be okay.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Mom Hour. I am Sarah Powers, and I am here with Megan Francis, and it is Black Friday. Hey, Megan.
Yoo-hoo! Excited. We're kicking off the season.
It is. It is the kickoff to the holiday season. I would ask you how your Thanksgiving was, except, of course, we are recording this before Thanksgiving. So let's assume it was wonderful.
Podcast magic.
I know.
Yes, I'm planning on being in the bosom of my family. Well, this episode is landing. So
I love it. I love it. Fun. Can we discuss that Thanksgiving falls really early this year? And I am kind of loving it because I love a little bit of extra time to the holiday season. And I don't mind having a shorter November up until Thanksgiving, but I'm pretty sure it's as early as it can be this year, maybe a day off of that. So it's
No, I love it because I feel like recently it's been getting later and later and later. Maybe that's wrong.
It would like cycle through the Thursdays, right? And then maybe now we're back
right,
to where.
Yeah. And then come back around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I feel like the last few years I've been almost like taken aback by December starting. Like, wait, what? I don't have anything done yet. And so I love having a little extra time. And plus I feel like this time of year, it's a really long stretch between the beginning of the school year and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We all need a break. And I'm glad to have it early.
Yeah, exactly. Like we don't lose anything by having it be earlier in November and we gain an entire week. Like December 1st and it's not for like 8 more days. So that is wonderful because we can talk about gifting and holiday prep like we're going to do today, but it's not like it's so imminent. So I have another question. Are you cranking Christmas tunes since it's the day after Thanksgiving? I am.
Okay, so I will be at my sister's house. And yes, that's what we do. We hang around her house and listen to Christmas music all day long and play board games.
Yep.
That's all.
I love it. And we're like, we're real strict about no Christmas music until today, the day after Thanksgiving. Yeah. So to me, it's like I wake up and want to put it on and I get really excited.
Well, and we're listening to this a few days in advance of Christmas or of it launching or this episode launching.
Yeah.
And I have not heard a single Christmas tune.
Yeah, no, I have seen the decorations out in the world. And I think where I come down is I do not decorate my own house until after Thanksgiving. But it doesn't, I choose not to get grumpy about it out in the world. Like, it's almost kind of pleasant, like I know it's coming, but I don't do my own thing until right now, till right after Thanksgiving. Yeah. So that's exciting. Yeah. What are we talking about today? Why are we in your ears?
Why are we here?
Why are we here?
Well, why are we here on a Friday? When often do this? Because we are doing 4 bonus episodes.
Nice.
For the next month. So for the next 4 weeks, I suppose. The next 4 Fridays are all going to be holiday episodes. So those will be in addition to our usually scheduled Tuesday episodes. And we still have a couple more of the moms in there. Or no, we don't. Those are on hold until what? Like later in the month?
Yeah, right up till Christmas. And then we'll have a couple more than moms at the very end of the year. But basically, kind of instead of more than moms, we're doing these Friday episodes and they will all be holiday related. And that also allows us to keep our Tuesday shows. There will probably be some seasonal stuff, but it means that we can kind of do holiday content, but also keep it going because people listen to this months and months after. So if we do all holiday all the time, it doesn't quite work.
It doesn't quite work. Well, thank you, Schedule Master Sarah, for telling me what we're doing.
What we're doing.
Telling me what's what. And also want to have a little disclaimer that as often happens this time of year, we will be talking about Santa and elves and other magical creatures. And, you know, we usually try to keep kind of a light hand with that. But just so you know, if that's the kind of a sensitive topic in your house, you might want to be aware that it could come up.
Right. And if you have little ears listening, we are talking today about the Christmas lists, the holiday gift lists that our kids are making and whether or not they will get those things and who will gift them either magically or humanly. So, yeah, you've been warned on the Santa
magically
front.
Humanly. That's awesome.
Well, you had this idea, Megan, to just go through our own kids' wish list this year and use that as kind of a springboard for some of the challenges that come with. You know, your kids make these lists starting when they're 3 or 4 years old and they can't all come true, but we try and make as much come true as we can. So, should we introduce our first sponsor?
Yes. I'm excited to talk about our sponsor, Spangler Science Club. It's a monthly subscription box for kids ages 5 to 12, and the kits all contain STEM-based experiments and challenges that kids can do at home. So Steve Spangler is an educator turned TV personality that you might've seen like on Ellen, whose mission is to make science learning fun for kids. And so we created these kits with an award-winning team of educators and experts.
Yeah, they are really well-designed, well-put-together. And we just today unboxed December's STEM Lab kit, which was called Snow Science. And obviously, my kids are Southern California kids. So this is the closest thing they get to real snow. And they had so much fun making Insta snow, learning about the science behind it. And we actually have a little clip of them doing it, and we're going to play it for you guys.
Hey, Violet, what do you got there?
It's snow.
Real snow? Did it snow in Southern California?
No.
What does it feel like?
It feels fluffy.
Okay, I think we're going about to do an experiment. Reed, do you want to set up this experiment?
So what we're doing with this experiment is we're explaining how long it takes for the snow to rise up when we add water with cold water and with warm water and see if there's any difference.
Do you have a hypothesis?
I think that cold water will take longer than warm water.
Okay. Annalie, what's your hypothesis?
I say the same, yes.
What have you done so far?
So far, we have tried the cold water, and that took about 3 seconds.
Okay.
And we've also done room temperature. So I'm going to scoop.
So we're about to do the warm water right now.
Yes. So I'll put the scoop in. Ready? Warm water. Pour it in, Reed. Okay.
Ooh, I saw it happen.
Rises like that. Is it still hot? It's warm. Ooh. Feel how warm it is.
Oh,
that feels good.
Snow. Warm snow. That's weird.
Oh my gosh, that was so cute. I loved listening to them, I love listening to their hypotheses.
Yeah.
That's awesome. They were learning real science. You know that I am so picky about try-it-at-home kits, like an art kit that really isn't anything, has nothing to do with actually creating. The stuff like that drives me nuts. So I love it when kids can use these kits and do real activities with real materials.
Totally. And my three kids are 10, 8, and 5, and they really worked together on the experiments with minimal fighting. I mean, not no fighting because it's my three kids, but minimal fighting. And there was something for each of them to do. And the instruction cards come with lots of variations on the different challenges. So it's not like it's one thing to do and they fight over who does it and then it's done. There's plenty to keep them busy for a while.
Yeah, I could see this being a great holiday gift for kids who like to get into things or drive you crazy on snow days. There's three subscription levels. They start at just $14.99. And we've got a deal that's going to save you $10 on either the STEM Lab or STEM Deluxe subscription if you sign up for 3 months or more.
Yep, just head to SpanglerScienceClub.com and use the code MOMHOUR to save that $10 when you subscribe to at least 3 months of either the STEM Lab or the STEM Deluxe kits. So it's SpanglerScienceClub.com and the promo code MOMHOUR. And if you want to see more of my kids having fun with that Insta snow, just keep an eye on our Instagram stories this weekend and you can see the video that led to that little audio clip.
So cute, really fun.
Okay.
So should we launch in?
Yeah.
All right.
How do you want to do this?
Here we go.
We're kind of flying free here. It's the day after Thanksgiving.
I know, that's true. Well, do you want to just kind of go through our list? You want to go through your kids and I'll go through mine. I have a feeling because my kids are getting older, I think one thing that happens as they get older is that their lists become shorter, less fantastical. Kind of less fun in a way. It can be really fun to really nail an older kid's wishes or something, find them something they didn't think that they wanted and really get it. But that happens pretty unusually. I feel like the chances of that happening go down less and less. Whereas, with Violet, you probably can still give her something that blows her mind.
Yeah. And I can give her a catalog and she'll circle things and I can get a couple of those things because they're maybe $29 or something. It's not as prohibitive. And we're going to get in a little bit later to strategies for when you're not going to get everything or something on their list because we've all dealt with that. Okay. I'll go kind of quickly through my three kids. And we're looking at some photos of our actual kids' lists and we'll put them in the show notes because they're cute. They're little misspellings and all that. Allegra on her list has this, it's called a doodler pen, like a 3D, it's a 3D pen. You know how 3D printers are all the rage? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a 3D pen and it's from the Mindware catalog. I feel like this is going to be something that is not quite as high quality as I want and then it's going to break. And so that just brings up the question, do you get the thing that's on her list and just know that it's probably, not as high quality as she thinks it's going to be? Or do I look for some kind of alternative? At their school, they do a lot with 3D printing and they are really into that kind of thing. So I might do a little research on that one and see if I can find an alternative. And that's nothing against the Mindware catalog, but I just feel like this one looks a little gimmicky that she has. She also has money and gift cards on her list. And I will say that's kind of a first. So she's 10 and a half and definitely starting to realize that money and gift cards are cool. Whereas like you would never give that to a 5-year-old.
Right.
And she says gift cards to anywhere and money, please. There is a 1 gallon of clear glue for slime making, which that actually could turn into a really fun gift because she's made slime at home quite a bit, like every other girl her age. But it's relatively inexpensive to get a bunch of supplies for slime making. And I'm a big fan of actually going a la carte with that kind of thing as opposed to a kit. Like we were just talking about, like you got to be choosy and picky with the kits if they're not made of the quality ingredients that you want. So with slime making, if you guys listening know anything about it, it's like, I don't know, glue and contact solution and food coloring and a few other things. But you could relatively cheaply, I could set her up with a whole bunch of new slime making.
Do you ever worry that she's going to put the one thing in the household that's going to make it all explode? Like there's some untested household chemicals, you know, like there's some combination that like, it's going to be that one thing that just puts it over the edge.
I have not worried about that, but maybe I should.
Explodes or turns into like the blob and like takes over your whole house.
So it's funny because her best friend is like a very experienced slime maker. And so usually they do it together. And I just sort of figure that Zalia has it figured out. So I'm putting my trust in an 11-year-old. And then she put a football on her list, which is cute. I know she was throwing the football around the backyard with Brian and Reed the other day. And I always love to have a football to take down to the park because I feel like my kids are getting a little bit slightly old for the play structure. Not too old, but it's really nice to have a football or a frisbee to toss around. And that is, again, that's a really easy gift. So those are the only 5 things on her list right now. Now, that doesn't mean that's everything she wants. This is the list I was handed a week or so ago. And it's kind of a little all over the place. I'll just mention one more thing. She has also been hinting that she wants the American Girl, the doll that you can design yourself, to not just the one that looks like you, because those you order, they're already there. Like you open the catalog and it's like the brown hair, blue eyed one. There's another one where you, I think, pick the outfit and design the features. And I'm really on the fence about this. Number one, she doesn't really play with dolls much anymore. She still likes the American Girl catalog. She still likes the idea of it, but she's not logging a lot of doll play. So that's number one. Number two, I think what she wants is the experience of designing. You know what I mean? Like to go on the computer and to pick. And I can see that would be so fun for anybody. It's like designing your avatar or something. Mm-hmm. That experience, I don't think needs her to also have like
a
$140 doll. So I'm really
on
the fence.
Does she have a Bitmoji?
Yeah, right? Like seriously, she'd have as much fun designing her Bitmoji. So I am really on the fence. I do like American Girl products. I think they're really high quality. We've definitely gifted some over the years. So it's not against them. It's just, I think what she's wanting is different than another doll. She wants that experience of designing her own. And that's not something you can open up on Christmas anyway. It would be something she would do. Right. So I haven't figured out how to navigate that yet. But that is probably her time. If she had like a big ticket thing, that's probably it. And I just haven't figured out whether it's going to happen or what.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so Reed just started his list, and he, for the last however many years, is like one big Lego set each year. And I don't know, it's kind of easy. It doesn't really bother me that he doesn't change it up. He'll put the entire thing together on Christmas Day. It'll be, you know, he doesn't get a lot of Lego sets throughout the year, maybe one for his birthday, and it'll be a big one. It'll be a $100 one. So it, you know, takes him a while. And and then he will continue to play with it. We were talking about Lego organization in our Patreon group the other day. And I was saying he really doesn't mind when they get, like, he'll set them aside for a while and he'll play with them, but he doesn't mind taking them apart and repurposing stuff. And so it really does, they really do get used and played with. And so he has one on his list this year that's Minecraft themed Legos. And then this year he also got really into BattleBots. Do you know what those are, Megan?
I've heard of them.
Okay, so BattleBots is a show on Discovery that is actual robotics people making these robots that fight,
maybe
that
that's
like
what
fight
I've
each other.
Then.
So the show, and so the kids got really into the show, but then the company named Hexbug makes the toy versions where it is teaching kids robotics, and then they kind of remote control battle these little robots. Not robots like R2-D2, like that stand up and look human. They're more like little, I don't know. How do you even describe it? Like little vehicles, little bots. Mm-hmm. And so Hexbug makes some nice quality of those, and he has gotten one for his birthday. And so that'll be on his list. So basically, if it's building electronics, robotics related, Reed is all about it. And then Violet her main thing that she wants is an electric guitar. And I sent you a picture of, she's just starting to spell things out by herself, which is, as we've talked about on the show, is like our favorite phase ever.
Yeah.
So her electric guitar, she spelled the whole thing out phonetically. And I'll have to put a picture up because it is.
It looks like Ulacric.
Yeah, but if you like look at it, like electric.
Yeah, it really does. It like, makes sense. I love when, I remember when Clara used to do TR as CHR. Uh-huh.
Yes.
It makes so much sense.
Right. Like electric. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
So she wants an electric guitar. She's all into rock music right now. And the thing is, last year she wanted a ukulele and she got one and she doesn't really play it. But on the other hand, I'm like a big fan of having musical instruments just in our family. So that one will probably happen. I haven't done a lot. Maybe Isaac can tell me what to get. But I am.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm on board with a child size electric guitar. Maybe not the highest end, but real enough that she can play it. We already have an amp now because Reed's playing electric bass at school. So I don't know. I feel like I don't mind spending money on quality musical instruments because it's something I feel like I support. So whether she's really ready for it or not is very debatable, but that'll probably happen.
You never know, though, like with musical instruments, I often found that A, the kid would want it, maybe play with it for a little bit, then let it go and not play with it, like not touch it for a while. Or a different kid would use it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
The kid who wanted it. You know what I mean? So, and either way, like, you know, there's always going to be gifts that you give your kids that they play with for a month or a week and then never touch again. And if I had to pick, I'd rather have it be an electric guitar or a ukulele than anything else.
Yeah, but I sort of look at it as like just adding to our family's musical collection. And I'm fine with that. And then she's also super into animals and anything like veterinary related. So she has been circling catalogs and like found a cute little vet doctor kit, you know, like a, it's like a doctor kit, but it's meant to pretend vet. And so she'll get something like that and a bunch of other things. These are just sort of like the main, the big ticket item. So that's really it.
Yeah.
Want to go?
All right. Yeah, I'll go. All right. So Clara is the only one who's made a physical Christmas list so far. And she probably is the only one of my kids who will. The other ones tend to like text me ideas. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't come out in a written list. I'm starting to really miss those misspelled Christmas.
I know.
Clara's is very specific. So
it's, I'm loving it. I'm looking at a picture of it. It's like really, it covers all the bases. It's very detailed.
She's got certain things highlighted. I think that means if she doesn't get all 10 items, which she most likely won't, I should go with the ones that are highlighted first.
Yes, so, priority.
Number one is to get a certain amount of money and go to an art store.
Oh.
So I think she wants to go to like Blick or one of the nice ones. And we don't have one of those around here. I mean, even Michael's has lots of good stuff. But she did say that one time I went and just got her a bunch of stuff. And she was like, I'm not complaining, but... you know, some of the things I would have chosen a different brand. I was like, okay. She's at the point where she's really particular about art supplies. So she wants something called scrawler box. It's like scrawler with no E. So S-C-R-A-W-L-R. It's like a monthly subscription art box. And it's got real art supplies in it, like stuff that artists would use. So I'm eyeballing that. It is a UK. They do deliver to the United States, but it's a UK thing. So I have to convert the euros to figure out the cost. I think it's like, starts at like 15 euros a month, which doesn't seem like that much.
Okay. Especially if you thought you'd be buying her art supplies anyway, then she gets to look forward to it and really like you're netting out the same because you'd probably be buying it for her anyway.
Yeah, exactly. The next one is, I believe, Windsor 8 Newton watercolor pen set. No tubes, she says. I'm not sure what that means, but maybe no. She wants the pens, or maybe that says pan. Watercolor pan? Maybe it's like those little. You know how watercolors come in those little, like the flat.
Yes.
Maybe it says maybe pan. Grace Art watercolor brush set, watercolor pencils, mechanical pencils, in parentheses, quality. So I better watch my step. Apparently I get her a lot of junk. Well, usually if I buy her mechanical pencils, I buy them, you know, at Walgreens.
Yeah.
And they're just like Bic or whatever. Leggings, warm shirts, fuzzy socks, bras, etc. Now, you had a comment about that.
I was like, I feel like I would have been so embarrassed. And I, you know, I have a tween as well who would be very embarrassed to put that on a Christmas list. So I was more like kind of proud of Clara, like that she I know she has older cousins and stuff.
I think that's it. I think it's because she's got an older cousin. So she's kind of looking up and she always is such a big girl's girl. Like she loves big girls and women. And I, she always has looked forward to those things.
Right. And I've heard that from other...
At her age, I would have been embarrassed.
Right. I've heard that from other tween girls too, though, that they want to and have no need to wear one, but want to. And I was always the opposite. And I think my child is the opposite.
I think my mom basically had to make me. clay air dry.
Okay.
Duct tape, packaging tape. And then the final one is pencil case. Again, she puts in parentheses, quality.
None of that rent
junk
stuff, mom.
So yeah. So this is actually gonna be really fun to shop for. I have no, like, I'm looking at this. I could not tell you at all how much any of these things are gonna cost. So I really need to get on it so I can.
Yeah, because she's so
branding and price comparison.
Brand specific. And it's all kind of in one category, which, you know, kind of makes it easy. But then maybe later, like at the end of the episode, we're going to talk about like when we get stuff for our kids that isn't on their list, just to like round it out. And I feel like Reed is kind of the same thing. Like it could be all Lego, all building stuff all the time. But I usually try and round it out with something he hasn't asked for. So, all right, keep going.
Me too. So Owen will text me. In fact, he just texted me. Oh, no. He wants to know if we can have his birthday dinner tonight. That is. Okay, so I thought this time of year, if he texts me, it's usually for a gift. Here's the funny thing. His birthday isn't for like 2.5 weeks. Why would he want to have his birthday dinner tonight?
I don't know.
Probably because he wants Taco Bell. Find any way he can. He would give up having his birthday dinner on his actual birthday to get Taco Bell.
Right now.
Yes, right now, like 2 weeks in advance. But because he has a birthday in December, I start to get a slow trickle of Christmas requests starting in like October, sometimes even September.
Uh-huh.
The problem is he's almost 100% guaranteed to change his mind.
Oh yeah.
Right up until the last minute. So I don't really ever take any of his early requests very seriously. I mean, I kind of like pay attention and I ask him to text them to me. So I always have like a record. But he wants a skateboard.
Okay.
Which is interesting because I didn't know he was interested in skateboarding, but that's cool. He wants a hoodie that says sheep on it. And I was like, okay. But when I looked at it, I was like, this seems kind of like a meme or like a sarcastic thing. And I wanted to know what it was before I would agree. So I looked it up and apparently it's like double irony because it's like a hoodie that kind of makes you sound like a sheep for doing the same thing as everybody else, but it's like a knockoff brand. So you're like not a sheep.
Oh my gosh.
It's like too, it's too much.
The layers.
Too much irony. The layers. So I really don't, it doesn't seem offensive in any way.
Okay.
But like I seriously fell into like a Reddit thread earlier trying to decipher this. And
like,
what is this? Exactly. Pretty sure he'll have like some desperate need for new headphones or something. He always has something like that come up at the last minute. Like a game he suddenly wants or like, oh my gosh, my headphones are dead or he wants new ones. So I'm just kind of holding off for that to happen. And we have just always, because we have so many fall birthdays, we've always kept birthdays really low key. And I'm so glad that we did that early because now that precedent is set. And, you know, as kids get older, their gifts get more expensive and you get them fewer things. And I'd have nothing left to get for them. If we did stuff on their birthdays, if we went all out on their birthdays, I'd be out of money and there'd be nothing left.
So, yeah.
William has started a band with his friends.
Oh,
so he's playing guitar. So he's made a few guitar item, you know, things that he's going to want. He wants tickets to see Elton John. Now, here's the funny thing. I love Elton John. The tickets. So he wanted me to go.
Okay.
And
with
them? Be part of the. Yeah. With them, which I think is great.
It's awesome.
Except the tickets are like $200 each.
Yeah.
And his best friend and his mom are going. So kind of feel like I maybe just get him the ticket and send him with them. It's not that I don't want to go, but like if I have $200 to spend.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's how I'd spend it, which, and I love Elton John. I don't know. I'm not feeling it. Jacob and Isaac, I will probably have to pull teeth to get requests out of them. They've actually both literally said to me nothing.
What were their go-tos like 5+ years ago? Like in like the tween, early teen ages? Did they have
the same stuff? Like they liked like, music. They liked games. Mm-hmm. They liked electronics. They liked clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll probably, like, they just got new cell phones. They don't need new cell phones, so that's out. But, like, there's always something they need.
Yeah.
Isaac has a car. There's always something you need for a car. But it's just not as fun anymore, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know? Like, maybe some kind of experience. Maybe take them to a show or something. But even that's kind of hit or miss because I'm not 100% sure what they'd actually want to see. And they will tell me they don't want anything if I ask them.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
It's
which isn't true. Everybody wants something.
Everybody wants something. Well, I find myself saying that sometimes. And then, like, you get really close to Christmas and then I start seeing everything that I want. I'm like, oh, wait, I do want stuff. Yeah. I just had a hard time coming up with it.
You can't think of it up and like in the moment always, but.
Well, after we're going to take a sponsor break, but after we come back, we're going to get into this, like, do you get a kid everything on their list? What do you do when it's too expensive or you hate the idea? And then I also think it would be fun to talk about our moms with like babies and little kids who aren't even making their own lists. Like what's your strategy for deciding what to get? Okay. So I'm going to set up our first sponsor for this segment and that is Prep-Dish. Prep-Dish is a healthy subscription-based meal planning service. So the way it works is you sign up and you get an email every week from Allison, the founder. She sends you a grocery list and instructions for prepping your meals ahead of time. That means you prep one time. You pour your glass of wine, you put on your Christmas music, and you do all your chopping and marinating for the entire week. It takes a couple of hours, but then your fridge is full of healthy, gluten-free, paleo meals ready to go, and they come together in 15 or 20 minutes on the nights you choose to serve them. So they've got great seasonal recipes like pesto pork chops with roasted mushrooms, broccoli, and tomatoes, and her menus are gluten-free and paleo with lots of other options for substituting. I think during the holidays, we love to indulge, but it's really nice to know what's on hand for the in-between night meals so that you're not totally going off the rails and then you're just sort of slumping into January and you have a lot of ground to make up. So I love this idea of prepping ahead and having those healthy meals ready. Allison is offering our listeners a free 2-week trial to try it out. You can't beat that. You go to prepdish.com/themomhour to get the deal. Again, it's 2 weeks totally free at prepdish.com/themomhour.
Love it. And I'm excited to bring back our sponsor, Action Heat. So you guys know that I have a love-hate relationship with Michigan. I love seasons and I love to be outside year-round, but I really, really hate to be cold. So that's why I'm so excited about Action Heat. It's battery-heated clothing, so you can stay nice and warm when it's cold outside, even if you're outside. I like to think of it as like a heated blanket that you can wear anywhere on your body and not look weird.
Nice.
Action Heat has heated base layer shirts and long johns, gloves, hats, socks, and heated jackets for both men and for women. They're powered by rechargeable 5-volt batteries that last up to 12 hours on each charge. And get this, you can even use those batteries to recharge your phone or other gadgets while you're wearing the clothes.
That's genius.
I am loving the heated base layer shirt. It's kept me super toasty on a few hikes, and I can see myself using it a ton now that the temps are really dropping. I'm also planning to give my older kids Action Heat socks for Christmas because they are terrible about remembering to wear boots, or I think they just don't think boots are cool. I don't know what's going on, but they don't wear boots. And I feel like this is a good solution. So we've got a special deal for our listeners to save 20% off your entire order. Just go to actionheat.com/mom to check out everything Action Heat has to offer. That's actionheat.com/mom, or use the coupon code MOM at checkout to save 20%. And thanks to Action Heat for sponsoring this episode.
Yeah, it sounds toasty warm. I love it. Okay, we're going to jump back in. Let's talk a little bit about the types of gifts that end up on a list that the kids have no business putting on the list. I know you have some thoughts about, what did you call it the other day when we were talking about this? Like, not fantasy thinking, outlandish wishes?
Outlandish. It's magical thinking. They're not getting any of this stuff. You know, that stuff has really gone away with my kids. And I was even trying to think of an example. And I remember one of my kids, like an example when they were little would have been like one of those $400 battery operated cars.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like the ones you actually sit in and drive around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the funny thing is Clara did get one of those when she was like 3 or 4, and the boys would not let me hear the end of it.
Oh,
would
because not. They had always
they never got
one.
Now, it wasn't as expensive as like the one. I don't remember exactly how it happened that she got it. I think John and I just couldn't decide what to get her for Christmas, and was one of those like kind of splurgy Christmases where we're just like, oh, this looks awesome, let's get it. And the boys all did ride in it, by the way.
That's so funny.
Now, they all went over the weight limit. But they were like bound and determined to get their chance to ride in a battery operated car. So they would have a lot of fun going up and down our alley. But those kinds of things, I feel like little kids are really good at coming up with. They have no context.
Right. Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you have any other examples of those in your house?
Well, Violet has on her Christmas list this year, she would like a cat, like a pet cat. And that's happening. Yes.
Yeah. The pets have been big on ours
right.
too. Yeah.
Or, you know, sometimes it's something like a new house or like something they want the family. Like I want, you know, grandma to come live with us or like whatever, you know, so they will, when they believe that magic is part of the season, why wouldn't they put the most magical, outlandish things on there. And I think that, like everything else we talk about, Megan, there's a middle ground. You don't obviously need to grant all of the magical wishes, but I don't think you also have to be like, now, Violet, that's never going to happen. Like, you know, yeah. I think what I've tried to remember as a mom is that we really try to manage disappointment on Christmas morning or whenever you open your gifts, but they are often so delighted and so happy yes. with the simplest things that even if the kid is clutching that list and has it all spelled out, it's going to be okay. I don't know. I guess it sounds so simple, but I think we have this paranoia that they're going to be disappointed, but you forget that they still get to open a lot of good stuff. And it's like, yeah. it's like a muscle. You just have to have a few Christmases under your belt of being like, ugh, this is maybe not, they didn't maybe exactly. get the thing that they wanted and see that it turned out okay. I don't know. Do you have memories of when you were a kid, like the Christmas or two where you realized like you were a big kid and Christmas wasn't quite as fun anymore? I remember yes. like, I don't yep. know, 9, like 10, 11. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Maybe, yeah. Maybe 10, 11, 12, someplace in there. Yeah. I definitely remember 9 being great because I got, Megan and Sundance from My Little Pony.
Oh, nice.
It was like the little doll.
Mm-hmm.
She came with Sundance. It was the first human in the My Little Pony.
Yeah, I don't remember humans, but I wasn't a huge My Little Pony person. But.
And that was, I think, the last time I really remember feeling like Christmas was super magical mm-hmm. and I got like the thing I wished for and thought, oh, I won't get it, which is kind of funny because it wasn't that expensive.
Right.
It wasn't like an outlandish gift at all. It just felt so, I wanted it so much
yeah.
that I guess I felt like maybe I wouldn't get it just because I wanted it that much. I think too, with the way I'm looking back at how I've always handled it with the kids is that I've always made it clear, like you make a list and make sure the list has extra stuff because you're
yes.
not going to get everything on the list.
Yes.
So make sure that you know, pad it a little bit, put a few things in there, like put your most outlandish thing you want, put your stuff that you think is pretty reasonable, like just kind of round it out.
Yep.
And then you're going to probably get some things and you won't get all of them. And I've never, I mean, I'm not going to say none of my kids have ever been disappointed on Christmas. That's not true. But I don't remember there ever being like real surprise.
Yeah.
That one of those wishes didn't come true. Like when Owen or when William wanted a bird.
Okay.
I just told him.
We're not yeah.
And then he tried to play the like, well, if Santa brought it for me, and I was like, Santa would know better than yeah. to bring a bird into this house.
They will say that though, like if things yes. are really expensive or they're looking in a catalog right. and something is $489, but right. then they'll be like, well, Santa just makes it. I mean, right. he's magical, so it doesn't cost anything.
And older kids will kind of use that against you
yes.
sometimes. You
yes.
have to be like, uh-huh, okay,
totally.
Well, guess what? Not this Christmas.
Yeah. Well, actually, speaking of kind of fantasy thinking, that's the catalogs really come into play. And this happened accidentally in our house. We just get a lot of toy catalogs at the holidays, like I'm sure a lot of you out there do. And I just let my kids go through them with total abandon, and they highlight mm-hmm. and they circle, and we keep them out from they start arriving, I don't know, Halloween, and we keep them out all season. And they talk about it and it's a complete exercise in magical thinking because they're not going to get almost anything from there. But it's a great right. way for me to kind of watch, like, what are they really into? It's almost more informative than the lists that they actually write because yep. I can see what they look at, what they're, you know, and we have a whole bunch. I actually brought some up here in where I'm recording right now. But this year they had fun with the Sharper Image catalog because they're getting a little bit older. So actually my older two got really into some of like the geeky electronic stuff. Again, it's probably not going to be what I get them, but it is a really fun way for them to fantasy shop. And I think you've just done a really smart thing, which is from the beginning, have everybody know that you don't get everything on your list.
Right.
And
yeah.
And then,
well, and we did kind of like your example with trying to figure out what a Lego really wants
yeah.
from designing the doll. I mean, we did the same thing with the toy catalogs. I'm kind of almost wondering if I left a toy catalog out this year, if anyone would even look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the bigger kids might look through it for like nostalgia.
Yeah.
Clara might mark a few things, but I think we've kind of probably got past that phase. But I used to do that because I felt like part of the fun was just looking at stuff.
Yeah.
I used to do the same thing in the Sears catalog.
Yes, I remember the Sears catalog.
I would go through and mark so much stuff. I knew I wasn't going to get any of that
yeah.
stuff, but it was fun just to look at it and fantasize about what that would be like.
Yeah.
If I had a house or a bedroom or a toy room that was full of all these new toys. And that was fun to think about. And then that was it. I didn't really expect to get it.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
So I think we can make pretty big distinctions between our kids fantasizing about things
yeah.
and actually thinking it's going to come true.
Yep, absolutely. There's a couple other types of gifts I think that I have purposely not gotten, and not just the expensive ones or the outlandish ones, but, and that is like the Allegra and the designer doll. It's stuff they think they want, but they really don't. And this has happened a few times with my kids. It's either something that they're nostalgic for and they think they'll play with, and I just know, like, no, you don't want that. And so I will sometimes bypass that and try and find something else on their list that they really want. And then there's also like just stuff that you don't want in your house if it's something that you don't agree with, or, right, you know, it's for whatever reason. So I guess you don't have to get it. If it's on the list, it doesn't mean you have to.
It doesn't mean anything. It's not an obligator to you.
It is not an obligator.
I do want to circle back to your first comment about Allegra, the gift that Allegra wanted that you thought might be kind of low quality.
Yeah.
And you're trying
to, the little 3D pen thing.
You're trying to like strike that balance between getting her the things she really, really wants and looking for a higher quality option. And I have gone both ways.
Yeah.
Sometimes if the rest of their list is kind of boring or practical, I'll get the thing even if I don't think it's the best one.
Yes.
Because I feel like the kid is already kind of attached to the idea of that brand, even if it's the marketing behind it or they like the packaging. I mean, I've done the same thing. Sometimes I buy something because I like the packaging. You know, like... And that's okay. It's a treat, right? So it's
totally.
Like, but sometimes, especially if it's something that's particularly like a higher price tag or something, like we think they'll just be that much happier if they have a good one and they'll actually bother to use it.
Yeah.
Because I also sometimes think that those things that are packaged a certain way make things look less complicated and more fun, and then they're more likely to be used and then they might still be crappy and fall apart. So I don't know. I'm curious if you've, like, how far down that rabbit hole you've gotten.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think I've done it both ways, too. I think if you think about, like, the total collection of gifts the kid's going to get on Christmas morning, whether it's, and I would include in my family, I would include what they're getting from grandparents and stuff, because I'm usually involved in farming out those ideas anyway. You want there to be one or two things where they look at it and they say, oh, my gosh, that's just what I wanted. That's exactly what was on my list. So in the case of the 3D pen, like, If it were worth it to me to have that couple, that immediate recognition of like, oh, I got what I wanted. You want them to have that for one or two things. And then you're going to fill in with things that you've sort of like, it's either not something they asked for or
you're
it's a different.
Curated.
You've curated. Yeah. You've made a decision. So yeah, totally not, not above. In fact, I have a really quick, funny story about that. Violet wanted a dolly double stroller. I think we had an old cheap doll stroller, but she wanted for two babies a couple years ago. And she had it in her mind, a side-by-side version. And I found a really, really nice one that was one doll in front of the other. And I didn't think twice about, it was a better one. I got a really good deal on it. And I thought she'd use it more because it was like nice wheels. It looked like a jogging stroller, like a Bob stroller. Well, she has not stopped talking about how, mommy, I like this stroller, but what I really wanted was the side-by-side. Like in that case, I should have gotten the little umbrella stroller where the two babies sit side-by-side. It was cheaper. It would have probably fallen apart, but it was what she wanted. And I didn't listen in that case. So I don't know. You miss the mark sometimes. And she does use the tandem double stroller, the front to back one, but she will always remind me that it wasn't exactly what she wanted.
I can actually kind of see that because there's something about seeing the two dollies side by side that just like, I don't know, feels warmer or something to me. And I can see Violet's, but I can see why you went the other direction too. You don't always get it right.
Yeah. I just didn't think it was that important of a quality. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, this one's so cute, blah, blah, blah. But she really had it in her head that they were side by side. So it's kind of funny. Okay, so what about when we do decide to go off registry or off the list and get things that are not even remotely on the list? Do you have thoughts or strategies on this?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I feel like because my older kids are so reticent to even tell me that they want anything, and because Clara's lists are so specific, I kind of have to.
Yeah.
And that's part, to me, that's part of the joy of shopping.
Yeah.
For Christmas and gift giving is like being able to pick stuff out. I know you have a couple of examples, but I think that when I go off, kind of like off the registry, as you put it, a little bit and think outside the box a little bit. Like last year, I got everyone alarm clocks.
Yes.
This was pretty selfish, honestly, because I wanted to get them alarm clocks anyway. And it just seemed to make more sense to do it as a Christmas gift. So it was like killing two birds with one stone. And what was happening was that, first of all, I didn't like them sleeping with their phones within arm's reach. And it really wasn't working for their phones to work as alarm clocks. Like somehow they were turning them off, like almost in their sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like, I think that the sound of the phone wasn't different enough from the other sounds that they're surrounded with all day. So I got them all alarm clocks and they all liked it. Like it was not something that they'd asked for. but it was novel. Like, it was like, oh, this is a surprise. Weird. Interesting.
Yeah.
So they really like that. So, like, it's just stuff like that. Sometimes I'll try to think of something like a little practical.
Yes.
But also a little fun. And I think electronics, personal electronics, often kind of scratch both itches.
Yes. I totally agree. I'll just interrupt real quick because I think we're just entering the whole personal electronics. Allegra does not have a phone yet, but last year I got her a Bluetooth speaker for the shower because she does have an old phone that she uses to listen to music on. And that has played all year. Like, all kids love it, and it goes in the shower. And I'm thinking this year, maybe another little Bluetooth speaker for her room, headphones. I thought the same thing about like a little clock or alarm clock, anything room decor. It's practical things, but especially as kids get older, they have fun. I mean, they get excited about those. They're not thinking of shopping for themselves in that way yet. They're not going to go buy themselves a new alarm clock. Let's see.
And warm and cuddly things. I've gotten like fuzzy socks or heating pads, like comfort things, like bathrobes and slippers.
Yes.
Those things always tend to go well with the kids too. But again, it's not stuff they'd ask for.
Right. We always I always have one of the aunts or uncles get them calendars, hanging wall calendars, just the old fashioned 12-month calendar. And again, they're not going to put that on their list. It's really inexpensive, but you can do it in like a theme that they love. So Violet's is like puppies and kitties, and Reed's was Minecraft, and Allegra's was Hamilton. They look at them all year long. And even a preschooler understands the calendar and can hang a calendar in their room. So that's a good one. We've also done throw blankets for their bed, just like a very inexpensive, but for some reason they get excited. And you and I've talked about licensed characters and how we're not big on licensed character everything. But with the throw blankets, like, I don't know, we have an Angry Birds one and they can be corny and they love it. And they can drag those around the house and have picnics with them. So that's a good one.
I think there's something kids really like about something that seems like kind of out of the adult world.
Yes, absolutely.
That's theirs.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's at the same time, it's not something that like if they got a gift card to Target, they're not going to pick it out for themselves.
Right.
It doesn't belong in that toy category. I have done as grandparent gifts, suitcases and sleeping bags. And those again, really functional and things that kind of grow with them for several years, but they get so excited. The benefit of those two is that they're large in size and there's something about a present that's really huge. Like, I mean, physically huge to open up that kids get really excited about. So my parents got them carry-on suitcases last year. And they were so, so excited, and it's totally functional. But it makes a great gift. I think if your kids are transitioning from say the preschool age range into like starting to get into elementary school, these are good gifts to think about because you're probably tapped out in terms of plastic toys. And like, I feel like there's a transition to where, yeah, they do get into some older kids stuff and activities, but these are good fillers that feel like, oh my gosh, this is exciting, but it's also functional. It's not terribly expensive. And then my only other note on this of going off registry was, sometimes we overthink it, and there's no harm in just giving a kid more of what they already love. I think for me, I think, well, I want to be unique. I want it to be different, but like Violet loves Beanie Boos, you know, they're not Beanie Babies anymore, but they're with the big buggy eyes. I mean, they cost $8. She has so many of them. Anytime she gets any money from anybody, she goes and buys another one. And my first thought would be, well, let's not do that for Christmas because she already has so many. But honestly, that's what would make her the happiest. Like, someone could get her five of them for $40 or whatever, and she would be so, so happy. So sometimes you don't need to overthink it. And there's nothing wrong with giving them more of what they love, like Clara and her art supplies. Like, if she might have a million, but if that's what she wants, we don't have to reinvent the wheel.
No, that's so true. And I was just thinking Clara was exactly the same way about beanies until I think they were Beanie Boos even when she was into them.
Yeah. They think those have been around for a while. Yeah.
What was the other one? Webkins. I remember her being very into Webkins. So was Owen. That was like when she was a little bit smaller and he was really the one into him. And then she kind of got into him because of him.
Okay.
I could have gotten her endless Webkins.
Yeah.
So she would have been happy with that. And hoodies.
Okay.
Clara and Owen are both super into hoodies. Like, it doesn't matter. I could get them a hoodie for every occasion and they'd be happy.
That's so funny.
And they'd wear them all.
Yeah.
Too. Like, they would rotate through them. So yeah, there's certain things that they just like.
Yep.
And they're useful or not.
Yeah.
But who cares, right?
No. Who cares? Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, before we wrap, let's spend a couple minutes talking to our listeners who have like an infant and a 2-year-old and like who are not, they're not making their own gift lists yet. And what I remember is the challenge was not deciding what to get them, but telling the relatives what to get them. Yeah. That was, I've talked about it in various holiday episodes, but we had the first grandchildren. We had very generous grandparents on both sides. And it was a little overwhelming because I kind of felt like, gosh, we don't need a lot more stuff. They don't have the stamina to open a bunch of gifts on Christmas anyway. Right. And yet we had these relatives who wanted to give gifts. So I think my number one tip for that is forget the kid for a second and think about the slightly bigger ticket items that are going to help kind of, like curate your home as a mom of kids, because your kids are going to be starting to get older. So things like, and we've recommended these on past episodes, Megan, like the cozy coupe car, something that multiple kids would play with for years, or a child-sized picnic table for the backyard, or a play kitchen, like the things that like, it's going to be something that, they're going to go the distance. And by the way, we have done multiple episodes where we recommend specific things for different ages, and I'll link those up in the show notes. So I won't get too into products, but think about like, what are the lasting, kind of almost, the lasting items that I want to have in my house. And then in terms of the actual 2 or 3 year old, they would be so happy with something that costs $18. So if people want to be generous, I say put those things on your list that are going to help you as a mom kind of create the space you want. And that can be anything from like a little table and chairs to, I like that kind of stuff.
And if you have very generous relatives too, I think that like something I had a hard time with when my kids were little and they were gay, that really tapered off as more kids got added to the family. And we all kind of made a family decision not to buy presents for kids anymore.
Yeah.
Or anybody. We just stopped because it was like getting out of control. But when there were, you know, there are 16 cousins.
Oh my gosh.
Family, so yeah. But when there weren't that many, I do remember having to, you know, kind of figure out like, it's okay if the majority of the money for Christmas gets spent by someone other than me. Like,
yes,
that's
absolutely
a way for me. Like I get a pass then.
Yes.
Like I can buy a few like fillers and like little stupid things for them to open and spend $40 on my 3 or 4 year old and feel great about it because grandma bought them something expensive. And like, I feel like I felt pressure at first not to let Christmas be like subsidized by the grandparents in a way. And then I realized that was really dumb.
Yeah, I can see how you would get there.
They wanted to do it.
Yeah, I can see how you would get there. But I 100% in those first few years, we spent very little on the kids because we had people who wanted to buy them stuff. And I think what I tried to avoid is like, the question is like, well, what's she into? Well, she right now is into, let's say, Sophia the First or like the Lion Guard, but is she going to be into that forever and ever? And those are the types of things I tried to steer the relatives away from is like the gimmicky things that we're going to get played with for a hot second, because one or two of those things will make the kids face light up on Christmas, but they don't need more than that. So I don't know, I guess you get to be a little selfish as a mom and be like, well, what we'd really like is fill in the blank.
Yeah. And just for anyone listening, I know anyone who's got a kid older than two already knows this most likely, but for anyone who's listening with youngers, just keep in mind that there is a diminishing returns.
Yes.
Like there's a place where your kid peaks with the number of gifts. And after that, it's all downhill.
Yeah.
So for your child, that might be 3 gifts. For yours, that might be 5. It's kind of hard to predict, but like more is not better.
Nope. Not till they're like 5, maybe, then like the quantity starts to kick in. The other thing that if you haven't gone through this, you don't know it, but your 2 or 3 year old will want to play with each gift immediately, including put the batteries in, take it out of the packaging. So there really is no point in having 8 or 9 of those types of gifts because they will never get to the other ones for a while anyway, because you don't open something, set it aside and open the next thing like older kids might do.
Right.
They will want to immediately play with it. So you just have to be kind of prepared for that. And babies, man, they don't care about anything.
They don't care about any of it. They'll just give them some wrapping paper.
And don't feel like you need to keep it equal. I know we've talked about that in holiday podcasts too, but don't feel like you have to keep it equal. It all evens out in the end. Like there will be Christmases where somebody's dollar tallies a lot more than the others, but I feel like it evens out in the end, don't you think?
Oh yeah, for sure. It all evens out. Yes. We can get into that more in future episodes, but the whole trying to make things fair thing, it all becomes fair eventually.
It does. So. Okay. So what I want to tell you guys is we have done a ton of gift related episodes. Today was kind of meant to be like, hey, let's check in about where we are this year. But last year we did three gift guides, all broken up by age. And we have updated the links to those products because it was only a year ago. And we stand by the recommendations because they're for all different age groups. We'll link those up in the show notes as well as all of our other holiday episodes. So if you are on this Black Friday, you know, wanting to just dig into holiday podcast stuff, there is a ton of it for you. And then we also want to remind you to check out Spangler Science Club. We talked about them at the top of the show. You can head to our website and our Instagram to see that video I talked about of my three kids. And if you're ready to order, if this sounds like a great gift for your STEM-loving kid, use promo code MOMHOUR and you'll save $10 on 3 months or more at SpanglerScienceClub.com. So thanks to them.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Megan, we'll be back with everybody on Tuesday. Happy Thanksgiving weekend.
See you then.